I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Today we take a closer look at the political situation for many refugees trying to reach the European Union. Most of these refugees fled from war zones in Syria and Afghanistan. They become caught in the middle of a political chess match between Turkey and the EU. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International.
A couple of years ago, when Turkey first started to try to leverage the refugees, trying to blackmail the European Union, they brought several hundred thousand refugees to the border with Greece.
Since then, Greece and the EU have built a border wall to keep people out. Pray that many refugees stuck in Turkey would no longer be used as pawns between nations. And pray the people that do reach Greece would encounter the love of Jesus. AMG serves refugees at two locations in Greece, Athens and Thessaloniki. Aid continues pouring into Haiti after last month's earthquake. The earthquake killed and injured thousands, damaging roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. Many roads remain unpassable weeks after the quake, but all the food is going to the disaster zone in the southern part of the country. For Haiti with Love works in the north of the country near Cap Haitien. Ava DeHart says even many aid organizations that had been helping people in the north have moved south.
But they've packed their bags and gone down south to help down there and turned their back on the people that they had been helping. So it becomes kind of a deja vu. It's a replay of 2010.
For Haiti with Love continues working in this forgotten part of the country, especially in the treatment of burn victims. Please pray many would encounter Jesus' love through their work. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today and look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.